Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. The demonization of Vladimir Putin may have been the factor that gave Putin another 6 years as president of Russia. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain how this all came about.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Russian elections, I do believe, probably lifted up the popularity of Vladimir Putin because they tried to demonize him. What's your take on that?
Our insight, actually, from last week's broadcast was exactly what came to pass. We see that Putin has been reelected, overwhelmingly. In 2012, he was elected 63% of the vote. 2018 was 76% of the vote. So a huge increase. But it appears, as we spoke about the spy poisoning incident, whatever, that was a setup for the West to react strong-handedly, and it played into greater turnout and even more popular. The news media in Russia very clearly demonizes the West and makes the connection objections of the West work towards the interest of the Russian state. Vladimir Putin being in power now for 18 years as president or prime minister, he's been elected for the next 6 years. So we do see, as you've said, that Russia, with the alignment of Middle Eastern nations, and particularly Turkey and Iran, are helping to set up what we see in the scenario for imminent invasion of Israel, Ezekiel 38 war. It appears as well, even stronger these most recent years, because Turkey at one time was not so clear in their alignment. But now they've become quite vocal in taking lots of action in terms of having dictator principles. So we do see these things lining up, and it appears to be a continuation of the objectives of Russia into these next years.
John Rood on the details behind the re-election of Vladimir Putin as president of Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Like it or not, Vladimir Putin will be president of Russia for 6 more years. This scenario and the fact that the Russian leader is developing a coalition of nations in the Middle East, all with a desire to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, is exactly what Bible prophecy calls for. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 to 6. This passage mentions Russia, Turkey, and Iran, the players who are key to the Gog-Magog battle. If indeed the European Union demonization of Putin was a key factor in his re-election, it also puts in place the two superpowers for the end times, the revived Roman Empire and the Russian coalition. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...